Welcome to D&D Journey of the 5th Edition. Join us in our campaign and shenanigans as we explore the subterranean labyrinths, plunder hordes of treasure, battle legendary monsters. This podcast will be following our gaming group and the adventures of these characters, as well as a few guests from time to time. Join us as we start a new campaign and our journey to experience the best, and maybe the worst, in the 5th edition of Dungeons & Dragons.
Hi, this is Kelly, a.k.a. Trixie from Ragnarok and Roll, assigned to Ragnarok Story, and Tilda Wimblewick from D&D Journey of the 5th Edition. First off, I would just like to say thank you to everyone for listening to our varied adventures, as well as for rating us on iTunes and RPGpodcast.com. If you haven't rated us yet, we would greatly appreciate it if you could. And if you're looking for more ways to support our efforts, we are now on Patreon, a great site where you can help us continue making more podcasts, as well as some special surprises for our patrons. If you can, please look us up at www.patreon.com/cppn. Every little bit helps. And again, thank you for listening.
Welcome back to D&D Journey of the 5th Edition. While the group's making preparations for heading out to Wave Echo Cave, Tilda and Galen are deciding to blow off a little steam in the evening to go to the Sleeping Giant, the tap house that the Red Brands used to hang out at.
Yeah, I don't know about you, but I could certainly use a drink. It's been a rough week. I know, almost dead, come back to life. Yeah, it's rough.
Yes, but we served our purpose. Yes, it is time for us to indulge.
Okay!
As the ladies go walking across town, they go into the Sleeping Giant tap house. And notice that for some reason, business must be slow right now, for the only one in there are a few patrons sitting quietly in the corners, and the owner, Grista, who a surly female dwarf who operates this tap house now that the bartender has quit.
Hey, I guess he didn't like getting an arrow in the chest. Oh.
Must you bring that one up, little one?
Yes, I must!
He was healed!
Okay, do you guys head up to the bar?
Yeah.
Okay.
Unless you want to get a table. Do you want to get a table?
I prefer a table because the bar's a little tall.
This is true. She'd need a booster
seat.
They
do have halfling seats at the bar.
Okay, never mind.
Okay.
Yeah. I need to be tall.
All right.
I'll sit at the bar.
All right, so you guys saunter up to the bar as the Grista's the only one at the bar.
Okay. What do you want? I swear by the gods. Man, I just can't get a break. And by my beard, if I ever hire another bartender that was as good as the last one, what do you want?
Hi, I'm Tilda!
I will take an ale.
An ale?
An ale?
No, we are doing dwarven beer here, no ales.
Okay, then I'll take a dwarven beer.
Yes, the elixir of the gods.
I'll take a half pint.
I'd say maybe it's even maybe a quarter pint here. Okay.
Hey,
all right.
That's small.
Okay. I tell you, man,
that
oh man.
Much shorter than you are, Lee.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Here's your beer.
Thank you.
Yum.
So, what have you guys been up to?
Oh, what haven't we been up to? Well, Jinjo, we just went after a flaming skull, floating all by itself. It killed me.
It almost killed you, little one. You're still here to tell the tale, aren't you?
I'm feeling better.
You aren't looking real dead there.
She was mostly dead.
I was mostly dead all of an hour.
Can't say it's done much for your complexion.
What? I'm a nice pink rosy glow. Just ask my aunt. She didn't call me Apple for nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Have you met my aunt?
What's your aunt's name, little one?
Colleen Alderleaf. She has a farm over a ways.
Oh, yeah.
You have a nice place here. I've only been here once before.
And that was and when we cleaned out those Red Brands.
Well, I gotta say, I must compliment you on your doing of that. It was mostly needed.
It was a pleasure. get rid of those scoundrels.
Yeah, those ruffians. Damn those ruffians.
She has quite the anger towards the Red Brands.
Okay. Well, I don't know. I've been really, really tired, and I haven't even had time to comb my beard in I don't know how long. I tell you.
Why don't you braid it? Braids always look very nice on dwarves. Then you don't have to worry about combing it.
Well, I like combing my beard. It comforts me. I just, anyways, I could sure use some distraction.
Oh. Well, if anyone can distract you, it's this little
one. If only my cousin Twyla was here. Oh, she's a bard, you know. She has all the best songs and stories. If she was here, she would provide ample distraction.
Well, I think you're distraction enough. You have more than enough stories to last, and a few secrets out there, too, I'm sure.
I don't know what you're talking about. Mm-hmm. But I do know I know some of the stories that my cousin Twyla, but it's like, as a matter of fact, some of them, even about the Red Brands.
Oh?
Yeah.
Apparently, what about the Red Brands? Are there more of them?
Not to my knowledge. I haven't seen any, have you?
Yeah, I haven't seen any of those ruffians around, have you?
No, but I heard they once had a
They better turn tail and hide.
I heard they once had a halfling working for them.
Oh, yeah. Really?
Yeah. Infamous. Just an amazing, amazing, talented halfling. Or so I've been told.
Any relation?
No, of course not. I don't know what you're talking about. That one is like completely different surname.
Right.
Something about Pinch Biggle.
Why does that name sound familiar?
Well, I'd be interested to hear some more about this halfling.
Well, I can only tell you what I've heard. Because when the Red Brands kind of took over, I was off in Neverwinter. So I don't know. I'm not getting this firsthand, mind you.
No, not at all.
I'm sure we'd love to hear the story.
Oh, about the famous, famous Red Brand?
Really?
Really? Yeah.
She was famous.
She took on umpteen...
was a female, too.
Yeah, she was.
And a halfling.
Yeah. She was really tall for a halfling, though, from what I understand.
Dwarf size, anything. Maybe?
Yeah, I think maybe her head was just big.
Bigger than average. I figured she was at least as big as a dwarf.
Yeah. No, actually, she was a little bigger. She could ride a horse.
Wow. Maybe we're, talking a small human?
No. It was a halfling. I'm positive they said halfling.
They don't come that big.
This one did.
Go on, little one.
It's like, apparently. Okay. She had gone off to seek her fortune, and she ran in, and she was she was going to Neverwinter, too, from what I understand. But when she got, she hitched a ride with, some merchant, okay, who, I don't know where they were traveling from, mind you, but the Red Brand set upon them. And then... apparently, she was so good at hiding, they didn't even know she was there. And before they knew it, all of their purses had been stolen.
Well, I suppose if you're going to be attacked and hide, you might as well steal their purse.
Well, I don't think she could be that big if she's stealing purses and they don't notice.
Oh, no, she was at least 3 feet tall. No. 3.5, 4 feet tall!
The tail gets bigger with the telling, I'm thinking.
Well, I'm 4 foot.
Yeah, she was bigger from you from what I heard.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Uh-huh, yeah.
And did she have a beard?
No.
I'm thinking it's
I'm not
a dwarf.
Sure how stealthy are dwarves.
I was like, but apparently there was one guy who was in the Red Brands who actually saw her.
Really?
Yeah. All the other ones completely oblivious. But one guy saw
her. They failed their perception role.
Yeah. And so he actually pulled it and he offered her a job.
A job?
Yeah.
Stealing purses.
No, well, no, well, not just stealing purses. Red Brands did a lot more stuff than that, at least I've been told.
Uh-huh. Yes, yeah. They are.
They are?
They you are know, bad.
You know of Red Brands? Where are the Red Brands?
I've heard
Where
of them.
Where are more Red Brands?
They used to come in here now and then.
From what really... I understood, they pretty much owned the joint. Until we cleaned house.
Yeah, well, they used to come in now and then.
Yeah, well, this,
But
this,
I don't remember
apparently
seeing
this halfling
any really
was so
big
beautiful,
halflings.
Too. Yeah, big, beautiful halfling by the name of Penwee Pinchbiggle, from what I understand.
And how do you know all this?
My cousin Twyla told me.
And how does she know all this?
Where do bards get any of their information?
Well,
I don't know!
That's what they
no,
do!
No, they don't, my...
That's
Cousin
what,
Twyla
that's
would
what bards
never.
Do. They make up stories. I don't know. I've never seen a halfling that big.
Yeah, true. Dwarves are never that brave.
I don't know. I may just have to, you know?
You can try it.
Calm, peace between you two. Continue your story, little one.
I don't know if I want to continue my story.
Here, have some more beer.
Okay. You don't happen to have any honey biscuits, do you?
No.
Yeah. Well, anyways, from what I understand, she did some specialty work. None of that other stuff, because from what I heard, she would never, ever, ever agree to hurt somebody, you know, just for, you know, stealing something. Unless, of course, they were mean and nasty and you know, evil. Or, you know, they had something that she really, really, really wanted. And they weren't very likable. But she would never. Yeah, at least
you didn't kill anybody?
Yeah,
but they were all bad.
Yeah. She just did specialty work, but from what I heard, somebody within the Red Brands said that she did something terrible. I don't know what. Because of course she didn't do it, from what I understand. She was a really nice girl. Okay. But
a nice girl who steals purses.
Yes! It happens! But at that point, they all turned on her and they tried to kill her. They practically succeeded, from what I understand. To this day, she still does not know who set her up or who or why they did it to her. Who knows? She may never know. This halfling of legend.
Yeah, legend. Well, maybe she just thought somebody set her up. Like, she thought she was 4 feet.
No. I'm pretty darn sure it must be true. Twyla wouldn't lie to me.
And this all took place here in Phandalin?
I don't know if it took place in Phandalin, per se. Because from what I understand, I don't know if she hung around here too much. But it was with the Red Brands. But that's not where...
Barkeep, are there any other Red Brands elsewhere? Or are they only here?
I really wouldn't know, but I don't think so. I've never heard of any others else.
Yeah, no. They would hang around. It was out in the woods. As a matter of fact, that's where they set upon her, from what I understand. Mm. They left her for dead.
I'm not real familiar with the woods. Me, I'm more of a dark bar, cave sort of underground person. So being out in the woods isn't exactly something I'd be familiar with.
Hmm. You should get out more. Just saying.
Oh, I don't know. You know, big bad world out there. You could actually get yourself hurt. You know,
yeah,
like,
you know,
wind
what?
Up almost dead.
A couple times.
Yeah, well, just staying in town, you could wind up dead too. Just ask your last bartender. Right, Galen?
Hey,
true.
He did not die. He was healed.
Yeah, so hey, if he was running the bar, where have you been all this time?
In the cellar.
Yeah,
I've
been
the caverns and the
taking stock, making sure we have enough of this wonderful dwarven beer, the elixir of the gods. Okay, mm-hmm. So I was imbibing some downstairs. You know, I gotta make sure it's good enough to drink for the, my few customers.
Well, you should have more now that those red brands are gone.
How come you don't have more customers?
Maybe it's the friendly staff.
And the horse you rode it on. Yeah, actually, you know what? I want to roll a perception roll on her.
Go ahead.
Okay,
well,
about...
Well, it would be insight.
So insight.
You're wanting to see more into her?
Yeah. 7.
You think she's just a surly tap house owner who drinks too much and was probably working too long to get the blood stain out of the floor.
Ah, oh, Kerrigan 19.
If you had plus one, that's a 20.
So you got a 20?
I got a 20. Not a natural 20.
You go ahead and roll a d20. Sandy.
Right there. Roll a d20. Roll a d20.
11.
11? You can tell she's got something. She's holding on to something. You're suspicious.
I'm suspicious.
Galen is suspicious.
I know you're
to
holding
you.
Something back.
She rolled an insight roll to see if you're being as honest and upfront as you seem to be.
And surprisingly,
science.
I rolled really well.
Oh, it's only because I'm here, goddammit.
Out of character.
Okay.
Does Penwy know of any other correlation between the sleeping giant and the red bands other than we just hang out here?
Just that you guys pretty much took it over because it's the closest place with alcohol to the manor.
Okay.
And your group didn't really want to take over the inn because the inn gets lots of foot traffic, and it's not like you shut the inn down because that would be bad.
Okay.
The tap
house.
Have
I ever been in the basement?
You've never been in the basement. Usually the surly female dwarf owner wouldn't let anyone back there.
Okay. Because I know that the one guy would go down to get the barrels.
Uh-huh. The bartender.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. The poor bartender that quit on me because he got shot and brought back to life. Man, oh man,
yeah.
I'm going to light up my pipe. Jeez.
I regret your barkeep's...
Krista lights up her pipe.
Untimely demise, resurrection, and quitting.
Hey, you know what? Maybe we should introduce her to Thrain. Maybe it'll brighten up that attitude. He's got
That's true. He does have magic.
Fingers.
Oh my gosh. He's a really handsome dwarf, as dwarfs go, as I understand it.
Oh, I could use a dwarf with magic fingers. I could use more of my special tobacco, too.
It's just for medicinal purposes.
It's medicinal.
She has a doctor's note.
And a burnt rope smell comes into the bar. Her surly attitude smooths out just a bit.
Yeah. Between the...
Thankfully, the druid...
Elixir of the gods and the,
she's feeling no pain.
She's feeling no arthritis in the old bones.
Yeah.
Hopefully, the druid will come back to town and give her more of the special herb.
Yes, the special herb.
He finds it out in the green.
He's like, I want to try and... Can you distract her?
Yeah, what's your plan? I mean, do you want me to distract her for how long, or...
I want to go down to the basement. I want to see if I can slip into the basement.
Okay. Barkeep!
Yeah.
I'm going to try and do a... It's like, oh, excuse me, I have to run to the halfling's room.
Okay.
Fetch me 2 of your largest flagons.
Okay.
Filled with your divine beer.
Okay.
I got a 2. You could have at least rolled a 1 and rolled again, halfling.
Okay. I'm not so stealthy.
After your second beer, your stealth roll goes to shit. Okay, so you hop down and you pretend you're going to the privy, and then you try to make this cute little dash for the trap door.
You know, that whole cartoon tiptoe. You know.
And Just as you're trying to get to the trapdoor that goes down to the stairs to the basement, the dwarf looks down the bar, and there you are, looking at the door, pulling the ring up.
Isn't this the privy?
Well, you better not be doing that in there, young lady. I think you better go down the one that says female whatever. On the door.
Well, she doesn't, you know, she doesn't discriminate against any of the the humanoids.
The other door says male whatever, okay?
Are you going to attempt to bluff?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm going to. So that would be.
I suggest you roll better.
Deception. Ooh, I'm good at deception. Okay.
No.
I suggest you let the Wookiee win.
Okay, go ahead and roll a d20.
I got a 17. What? This isn't the privy?
I'm not good at this.
Oh, crap.
19.
Holy shit.
She beat me.
So you don't believe, you think she's intentionally trying to get into your basement.
Yeah.
What are you going to do?
Hey.
You're trying to get into her underground.
Listen to me, you little halfling whatever. The privy's down the other hallway. You stay away from my cellar.
Yeah, whatever. Fine.
Yeah, some kind of...
I don't know what you're talking about. I thought it was the privy, but...
Yeah. Like, there's a name on it that says privy. Can't you read? It's down the hall.
Fine.
All right. Come on. Down the hall there, lady.
At least
nobody will ever confuse you with a legendary halfling.
Oh, burn!
One who can't even find the privy. Yeah, right. Okay. Yeah, trot on those little legs there.
Little? Are you calling me small, lady? Because you ain't that much bigger than I am.
But I am bigger, and if you gotta pee, you do it in there, not in my cell. It's so hard to try to keep a straight face.
Because that's your mother talking to you.
Not in the barrel labeled piss water warm beer.
Hey, that's down in the basement. Nobody needs to know about that.
You know,
because I drink so goddamn much, by the time I'm done, I go down there. Because there's still, like, you know, pissing halfway decent beer. Now that's just the beer for the ones who give me a hard time.
Oh my god, we have got to take the whole party to meet this dwarf.
Your mom makes a good dwarf.
Okay. Hey, let's not say anything about the, you know. Okay. Mm-hmm. Off you go. Toddle off.
Fine. Just, I'll be right back in a few minutes.
Okay. Yeah. Get lost on your way out.
What I'm going to do is like...
You know, it's a short trip. You know, it might be long for you.
Oh! Tilda is literally going to turn around and just point her finger at her, make a grimace, like, and growl.
Woo! Sort of like a squirrel growling. Give me the little finger.
I'll be right back.
I think she's actually seething, people. She's seething.
She's vibrating in the chair.
Flames on the side of my face. Okay, I'm gonna storm out the door, but I'm gonna throw the door open.
Okay.
But I'm gonna make sure it doesn't close.
Oh.
I'm leaving it wide open.
So it's staying.
Okay. And then I'm gonna go out, and as soon as I hear her talk to Grista, I'm going to try and sneak back in.
Okay. Well, go ahead and give me a perception.
Perception?
Yeah.
Okay. A 2!
You do not notice the doors outside the bar that you can get into the basement through.
Well, you're
not very familiar with this town for growing up there. I'm just saying. I'm just saying. Okay.
Well, your little friend is gone. I have this really great ale that I thought I would have you try.
Is he good enough to sneak
only if you join me in a flagon as well, barkeep.
Oh, is no that what?
Problem.
Isn't
Nine whatsoever.
Good enough to just sneak back in without her seeing?
You believe so.
Okay. Particularly if she's throwing back a flagon.
That's with bonuses.
You believe so.
Here. Throw back with me, barkeep. Throw it back!
I will give you advantage on your stealth roll, so you can roll a second d20 and see what you get.
Do it while she's throwing her head back. Okay. Try this one.
What'd you get?
I got a... No, actually, that's a 10.
What are you talking about?
That's a 10.
So you got one higher.
I got one higher.
Okay, unfortunately, the barkeep's passive perception is an 11. So even without even trying to spot you, she sees. So Grista, over
your... Just say you needed paper.
Over your...
Yeah, I'm going to.
Glass, you notice the halfling sneaking back in nonchalantly.
And I have a mouthful of beer, the new beer, and I go... splatter it all over the little.
That's a waste.
The halfling's not at the bar. Yeah, she's sitting back in the bar door.
And you would never
and
waste
across
it.
Across the bar. No, actually, she does spit it though. She spits it at the side of the bar.
Yeah, I go.
Whoa! And she can't find the outhouse at all. Man, this is probably the stupidest halfling I've ever known. This is the third attempt? Oh my gosh, one more and I'll have to take you by the hand.
Short sword.
And it's short. Really short. Guess what? My axe is bigger.
You know size doesn't matter.
Okay. I don't see it.
But the way I'm rolling is going to be a problem.
Tilda just stamps her little foot into her and walks out.
Try to do the perception roll.
She's going to.
Find a back way.
She's going to do her best to find a back way in now. She is furious. Her face is turning bright red. She is
angry. I think she's purple. Yeah.
I am apoplectic right now. Oh my god. Oh, you hear that outside.
She must be having a real trouble with the bowel movement.
Good thing I can't hear that.
I think she needs more roughage in her diet.
I think you're right about that.
Okay, I am going to roll.
It can't hurt
rolling my dice.
Is an 8 of perception good enough to stumble upon as I'm walking around this building?
Stamping her little
as
foot.
You stomp.
I'm so angry right now.
You angrily kick a rock and it goes bouncing against the bar, the tap house's wall, and lands on double doors that are outside that go down to the basement. And then you get an idea. That lock doesn't look too complicated.
Yes, I'm going to pick that damn lock.
Okay, go ahead and pick the lock.
Okay. All right.
It's probably nothing down there.
just kind of. My interest is piqued.
Tilda was here.
So was the Red Brands.
Tilda was here. Red Brands too.
No. So was Red Brands.
We have to make.
Oh, come on, Shawshank Redemption.
I know.
We have to make a Tilda Kilroy.
I'm so going to just...
You okay. need to draw that.
Okay. Yeah, it's a little halfling nose sticking out over. Okay, so I'm going to pick the lock.
You're going to try.
And a... No. Was that sleight of hand?
That would be sleight of hand, yes.
Okay, that would be a 12.
12 will pick it.
Okay.
Thank God the dwarf didn't buy that good of a lock.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm going to sneak down.
Okay, give me a stealth to make sure the opening...
Natural 20!
You managed to open one of the doors and go down the wooden stairs so well, I don't have to add sound effects. That's how quietly you did it.
Finally.
Now, did you bring a light source for down here? Or are you gonna,
I always have
She
my,
has her lantern, doesn't
yeah,
she?
Yeah, I always have
so
my lantern.
So you're going to light your lantern up down there?
Yeah.
Because as you see, a little light filtering in through the cracks in the floor.
I got my hooded lantern.
Okay.
My tinder and...
You go ahead and you take a turn to spark the tinder to light your lantern up, and you see down there that it's full of barrels and different things. And there seems to be a little area where the owner, she makes the brew herself downstairs.
Okay, do I see any...
You see the barrel with...
In the old way, you could check for traps or secret passages and that type of thing. What would that fall under for the...
Investigate.
Okay.
So does she see the barrel?
And I'm going to do...
this beer?
She might.
I'm going to do advantage, just because. I got a 19 plus 3, 22!
You notice quite a few different brews marked with different... Now, do you read Dwarven?
No, my languages are only common in halfling.
Okay. You do find quite a few different barrels with different Dwarven symbols on them. You can't quite read what they say, but they may be just years and months, seasons, ingredients... But you do find a barrel that's open that smells of mead and urine.
Obsessive pissy beer!
And you see a sign in common written on it saying, special brew. But the most important thing you find is a ledger.
A ledger.
Unfortunately, it seems to be all written in Dwarven.
Okay, is it a really big ledger? Is it a small ledger?
It is a very, very thick, old leather-bound ledger.
Okay. Almost as big as you.
I'm going to sneak it into my pack.
It's the size of your bag.
It's a big ledger.
Okay, this is what I'm going to do. Okay?
Basically would have to carry just this to get it out of there. It's that
I'm going
to
carry that up the stairs.
Okay.
I'm going to bury it outside. Okay, but first what I'm going to do is I'm going to put it behind the outhouse. I'm going to put it at the top step.
Okay.
And then, is there one, like, really fancy-looking barrel?
Oh, there is one of aged oak that smells wonderful.
I'm going to put a slow leak in it.
Now, I mean, you're going to stab the barrel, or are you just going to turn the knob so it slowly drips out?
Yes. Slow
okay,
leak.
You turn the sieve just a little.
Just
so
a little.
Just a slow drip. And the scent of rye bread hits your nostrils.
I take a sip.
It tastes like you're biting into rye bread. It's liquid.
You know that in Labyrinth, the scene where they have the spigot and the
goblin
underneath? Uh-huh. Tilda's like, has her mouth open under the spigot for a little bit. and then...
That's good, squishy.
How good are dwarves' sense of smell?
Except for their own odor, pretty good. Just on par with humans and halflings.
Okay, then I won't do what I was going to do.
But then again, she does smoke a pipe.
Okay, I'm going to take a little bit, put it right behind my ears like perfume. just a tiny dab. Just a dab. Okay, so then I'm going to go up. Okay, and I'm going to take the ledger out.
Okay.
Okay? Because if I remember correctly, Lady Carlin, she reads Dwarven.
I think she might.
I think she does, actually.
I certainly don't.
If I remember correctly. I think that's one of her languages.
If not, you know, Thrain
does. Oh, no. Or is it Draconic? Something. Yeah, Thrain does,
If nothing
definitely.
Else, you know the dwarf does.
Yeah, but he might not like the fact that I took it, so I'm not sure I want to share it with him. But it would piss her off. Grista.
Well, you could just say it fell into your...
Yeah! It
Look
fell
what
into
I
my
found.
Little hands!
Look at what I found. I'll sell it to you a page at a time.
Yeah.
It's only a 600-page book.
Yeah. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to take it out with me. And then off a little ways, I'm going to bury it.
Okay, give me a stealth since it is fairly in the middle of town to see if you can do it with no one noticing.
Okay, a 19 good enough?
Oh, yeah. You believe so. Mm-hmm. You believe that is more than sufficient. Your dice are now hot again.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
So I brush myself off, and then I'll come back in.
Okay, so while Tilda's doing the sneaking creep, what are you guys doing in the bar or the tap house?
Oh, we're drinking.
Drinking.
You're drinking? Okay.
Another one, barkeep!
Oh. Yeah,
yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Throw it back!
Okay.
1, 2, 3! Go.
Okay, go ahead and give me a, Constitution save.
Oh, crap.
Okay.
How is a 5? No, excuse me, 7.
You're 7? You think you should probably stop.
I should probably
soon.
Stop. You but know, some of the. What was I drinking? What was it? That was good.
Am I back yet?
It's the,
okay.
One of my special.
I think I'm distracted now.
You probably shouldn't have drank this beer. Ale. Beer. It's the probably you shouldn't drink this.
You can just call it Dwarven Holy Water.
Yeah.
Okay, so Tilda's creeping.
To which I'm immune.
Just because you did roll, right?
Yeah.
Okay. No. Oh, no. The barkeep didn't have to roll a constitution.
She didn't have
she was drinking with me. Remember?
Yeah, but I'm immune.
She's a dwarf. She's a dwarf.
Hello.
She was drinking with you, which they get advantage on poison, but she spit out an earlier drink.
Remember? I spit it out when I saw her on the...
That was the save you rolled was for that first drink when you were alone without the halfling.
Oh, dear.
So, as the halfling... So continue your conscious conversation.
That's mighty fine stuff you got there.
Oh, yeah, we keep...
I'm sorry I shot your bartender.
Oh, well...
I really just wanted to get those red brands, but, you know, it happens.
Keep this for very special customers.
Hey. You weren't giving me the swill, were ya?
Well, you don't know about that.
No, you don't know about that. No. I wasn't giving you...
That was like your fifth and sixth
drink. I think it would be like less
this
drinking.
This is for really good customers. You know, the kind I really like.
Yeah, because I was buying for her, too.
Well, she was drinking at the same time, theoretically. Uh-huh.
Yeah,
so...
She herself
pissy beer. Well.
Good.
That's why she goes under the bar, then puts the mugs on top of the bar. You don't see what barrel she dips it in.
Ew.
Or
and it's not pissy beer, it's something else.
You know, it's completely, you know, like... I don't know what I'm saying.
Is she doing that? As you're talking, you're feeling dizzy. You're feeling like...
I think I need a nap.
And pretty much just as you say that, the next thing you see... No, actually, the next thing you see is the world spinning, and you see the ceiling as your head hits the floor.
Ow.
And all of a sudden, as you're starting to fade to black, you see your head lolls to the side, and you realize how comfortable this wooden floor is. How reassuring this floor is for holding you up at this very moment when you were feeling so dizzy.
Just ask Lady Corlin.
And all of a sudden you have this momentary thought of, this doesn't feel like having too much alcohol. This feels like something else.
Son of a bitch drugged me.
And just then, right before
hell
you're
to
out,
pay.
You see a large boot next to your face stand, and you hear a voice say, very well, Grista. This will be the one that I'll take back to the spider.
No, fuck.
Yeah.
Oh,
hey, Bella.
Oh, I haven't heard this.
Here I give you one that the spider requested.
As
All of a sudden, Galen the Gallant is picked up and unceremoniously tossed into an empty barrel with a lid put on top.
Crapola!
I'm not here yet. I'm bearing a book.
Didn't you ever hear the one about dwarfs giving free drinks?
It wasn't free!
As all of a sudden, Tilda comes walking into the tap house as you see a burly gentleman roll a beer down to the storage area and prop it up with barrel. The other empty barrel.
And Tilda's going, oh, thank God I'm out of there before that happened.
So what do? As you come back into the bar?
Never when you need to.
Yo, dwarf! Where's my friend?
Your friend, well, she got up and just walked out. I can't imagine why she'd leave a little thing like you. But you took such a long time trying to find where to go. So she up and left.
Did she say where she was going?
No, she thanked me for the drinks and said I was a wonderful bartender. And off she went.
Wonderful bartender, my tookus.
And she said you'd be paying the tab. Well, you know, she was a little short of money.
Oh! Galen would not! Galen would never!
Well, of course she would. She said you were great at playing.
Threw it across the house.
Yeah.
Yes, because she's frustrating.
Okay, so this is insight?
Yep.
Oh, God. I got a 5! Apparently, I'm paying the bill!
Believe her completely.
And I'm like, muttering under my breath the whole time.
You probably think it's Galen getting payback for the dragon.
Oh, yeah. She's probably
getting payback for the dragon. Like,
that's what I get for saving her from life, you money pinning.
I'm cursing under my breath. So I flip her a silver piece.
It's actually 2 gold.
What?
She was drinking the good stuff.
You were drinking the good stuff. Yeah.
No. Gold, you are in so much trouble when I find you. You said you needed a distraction. Apparently, I'm the distraction.
Hey. This is a really classy bar. In fact, it's the only bar in town.
No, it's not.
Well,
it's the only tap house that, and bar that sells
it
in bulk. One,
it only one that counts.
Is there a spittoon?
There is a spittoon.
Blink. Oops. Oh. I missed.
Yeah, well, that's because you got real short arms. I can figure that. So far, for a halfling, you seem pretty goddamn inept.
Oh. Don't worry, we'll have to come back and kill her.
I'll be seeing you again, Grista.
Well, don't make it too short a time. You hurry on back and hopefully you've grown a little smarter by then.
Tilda's just, her face is just so angry. Like, because she knows that if she just pulls on this girl, Thrain would thump her. I mean, she would get, she would have it, and her aunt, let alone her aunt at this
Coraline
point.
Maybe and the magister would have to act if you drew yes. and killed the bartender for just an insult.
And I'm like, don't worry, we'll kill her for a spy.
This isn't barbarian country.
I make a rude gesture, I bite my thumb at her and leave.
Do you bite your thumb at me?
I do bite my thumb. I'm assuming that it holds true in this
yes, it is realm the same as meaning.
Yeah. And I'm like, nah.
She's like, yeah. Can't wait till she finds out she doesn't have her ledger.
Oh, I know. Oh, yeah. She's literally growling. It's so, it's so
she's,
cute.
And she's
and now, I am like, what the
she's really
now,
mad.
She's staying at the other inn.
Yeah.
I am marching over to that other inn, and I am going to bang on her door.
Okay.
Gilling! Gilling! Where are you, Gilling? Sleeping it off, apparently.
In a barrel.
And there's no answer.
I picked the lock.
Okay, give me a roll. It's the one that she didn't knock off the table.
I got a
A
21.
Okay, you pop that lock without even thinking about it. You're that angry.
I lost a die.
Okay, well, we'll find it.
Well, we'll find it.
Okay, so you pop the lock and her room.
Oh, I found it.
Her room looks exactly like it used to when you guys left.
Where the hell is she?
Okay, so where are you going next?
This point, I'm going to knock on all the other doors that belong to...
Well, the others are off getting preparations
That's
done at
true.
Different locations. Maybe Galen went somewhere to get her preparations done. Maybe to buy some more arrows.
Always. First thing I do. Yeah, I'm just going to start looking for her.
Okay, go ahead and give me a perception roll.
Look in a barrel.
Ooh, I got a 6 this time.
I got a 6?
I'm getting better.
You are literally stomping through...
I am so angry right now.
You are stomping through Phandalin and not finding her anywhere. You know what? You can't even find the rest of your group right now. But you're so angry that you're looking more at the stones and sticks that you're kicking in the ground in front of you than any people's faces. So you're...
When I get a hold of the necklace, I'm going to... She's going to rule the day! Rule the day!
Rule the day? Who talks like that?
She's going to rogue the day.
Rogue
the day.
Jessica. Yeah, I'm going to be paying her another visit.
I think she'd be like, pay perpetual visits just to antagonize
just
her.
Just
like a constant barrage of...
Yeah, and like, you know how like you have like... house spirits or something that would just pester you and just like all these little weird things start happening. Okay, not only because I will rob her. I'm still going to rob her! Okay, but I'm also just going to make things really, really difficult for her.
I do recommend rolling better.
Wait, no, I am so angry, I don't care!
And then the halfling ends up in chains.
No, I can't be careful because Saladin will...
Aw, that's what I'm saying, is you can't get arrested by...
I know!
Lady Corlin may have to actually enforce justice upon you if you get caught doing something.
She can try!
First you start a dragon cult, then you break the law.
I didn't start the dragon cult!
You were only the head of head treasurer.
No. What was it? I'm the Prime Minister of Foreign Affairs.
Okay, so as Tilda's stomping around Phandalin, all of a sudden... The gentleman who put Galen in the barrel comes back to the bar. Grista, you have done well. And as Grista looks up at his face, his features change right in front of you. From a gruzzled-looking farmer gentleman with stubbly beard to a sleeker-looking half-elf human with a lighter complexion, but wearing the same clothes.
Another freaking doppelganger.
Another doppelganger.
The spider will be pleased with this gift. He's afraid that the unlikely fellowship are getting a little too uppity. And he wants a little
insurance.
Well,
we're good at uppity. I resemble that remark.
I'll be heading out of town with
the gift?
Refreshments that you've provided for us. I shall return in 5 days. If you would be so kind, please make sure they find this note somewhere in town, not near your... establishment. And he hands you a parchment that says when you read the parchment, it's in common. It says, make no further attempts to interfere in my business. The spider.
Okay. I'll drop it by one of their hotels.
Well, there's
hotels.
The inn.
There's one.
The inn.
There's the inn. Yeah.
So how are you going to drop it by at the inn?
Actually, I'm gonna go
Since
by
Grista
and make.
Is the spy.
I'm gonna go by and make sure there's nobody in the hall. Then I'm gonna take it to the door.
Okay, You're gonna go to the inn. Under what pretense are you going?
Oh,
to the
I'm inn? Delivering. I'm delivering some beer. I have an order. They have an order with me.
Okay,
for
so you deliver beer.
Some of the good stuff.
You're gonna slink off upstairs.
And then I'm gonna go.
How
up
stealthy
the
are dwarves?
Give me a stealth roll.
Yeah.
You're only
How
plus
stealthy
two.
Are dwarves?
She's actually plus two to stealth. She's a spy.
You know, you could have sent an errand boy.
Seven.
Seven.
A nine.
So you believe no one saw you go up there and tack a note on the door?
Yeah. Doesn't matter. We know who she is now.
Well, you don't know who she is.
I
know
do.
You do. You have a barrel heading off to wave Echo Cave.
I'm just really, really pissed at her.
And you, for that matter.
Hey, that's not my fault.
And your little dog, too.
Okay. And as you tack the letter on the door, and you go away, that's a good place to wrap it up there.
Fun in Vandalen!
Hilda is very, very, very upset right now.
It's better than Galen.
Flustered.
He's upside down
no, it's
in
more
a
like,
barrel.
It's more like flustered in Vandalen.
Yeah, she's very flustered.
Flummoxed. Yeah. She's not happy.
And fairly short.
Shut up. This coming from a dwarf.
Hey, I'm taller than you. Of course.
Thank you for listening.
Bye.
Well, everything's taller than you.
Thank you for listening to D&D Journey of the 5th Edition, a member of the Creative Play and Podcast Network. And remember, be careful out there. There be dragons about.